For the best pizza, pasta, and Italian dishes in Pinellas County, you have to try Frank's Pizza and Restaurant. Frank's Pizza, located at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, has over a dozen daily lunch specials like the classic meatball, chicken, or sausage parmesan sandwiches, salads, stuffed shells, spaghetti, and a various number of chicken wraps, all for just $5. All that, and of course, Frank's delicious pizza and Italian dinners. Check us out online at frankspizzapies.com or call 727-216-6963. It's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 9 p.m. For great food at great prices, it's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 727-216-6963 or frankspizzapies.com. If you love pizza and Italian food, you're gonna love Frank's Pizza and Restaurant.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Well, hello everybody. This isn't Brian, but Brian should
be in. Oh, your voice
changed. Did it change? Oh, Brian's voice changed?
Brian's voice got a little more manly.
Ooh. So Brian will be in just a few minutes, but welcome everybody. And we got a couple of guests coming in today. I am not quite sure because Brian hasn't told me who yet, but we're going to have some people for you to listen to.
Who are you?
My name is Nick Orlando. Nick Cash Orlando. I'm with the Vapors Depot. And we focus on tobacco harm reduction at the Vapors Depot. We have four locations, one in Tarpon Springs at 40417 U.S. Highway 19 North. We have one in Largo at 2945 East Bay Drive. We have a location in Largo again at Bel Air Bluffs area. That's 101 Clearwater Largo Road. And then we have one in Bradenton, right on the corner of 41 and 70. And then that is 1127 53rd Street in Bradenton in the Magic Mile Shopping Plaza, right behind the Dunkin' Donuts. I know a lot of people go there, so maybe they'll be able to relate. Just to recap on the weekend, this weekend we had a vapor show at the fairgrounds here in Tampa. It was a great turnout. A lot of people came out and got educated with all the news in regards to these illicit, illegal pods being put on the top of e-cigarettes, whereas the product that originally was made for tobacco harm reduction is being modified, and they're putting in illegal drugs into these cartridges that they're purchasing off the street, off the black market, and it's caused a lot of problems. So a lot of the news is putting vapor or vaping, the verb, into the limelight in a negative manner, because that's the delivery system that they're using to deliver the illicit drugs. It would almost be like saying Tylenol is responsible for the opiate epidemic when we're talking about using a product that is 95% less harmful than combustible tobacco and taking that and kind of throwing it out there as a negative. There's enough reports out there and research over in the UK, over the pond, that shows that all the benefits of vapor products and how people get on these things and step down their nicotine levels and ultimately get off combustible tobacco. So there was a huge win this weekend in regards to that, educating people. We had lobbyists out there discussing it. We had a community of individuals from around the world there. discussing the product. So that's kind of an update. Hey, Tammy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It was a great show.
Oh, yeah, you were there. Awesome. You guys broadcast live, and thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I had a lot of fun.
So I'm just kind of recapping that and telling people about the industry, but we can definitely shift gears. I don't know if we have any interviews or
I do,
today.
Not at this very moment, though, so great. We can continue on.
Cool.
How are we doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right, me too. So, yeah, I had a lot of fun at the expo. There was a lot of people out there from all over the country.
Yep. Yeah. All over the world. We had China there and some people from other countries, other parts of the country.
Yeah, it was amazing. I learned a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lots of product. We had several people come in and switch over to electronic cigarettes versus combustible during the weekend, which was a main focus.
Right.
We had the opportunity to educate some people on what the product was, and I was just discussing all the negative press out there. People had a lot of questions, so... Mm-hmm. You know, we covered a lot of that, saying that the products that we sell are not the ones putting people in hospitals.
Right.
The products that we sell aren't the ones marketing and addicting children, because those products are a much higher nicotine level than what we do. So.
Well, you know, that is one thing that I actually learned when I was talking to one of your friends. Basically, you know, I didn't really know. I mean, kids smoke cigarettes. Kids get a hold of all kinds of things, you know.
I did. I was 12.
Right? Me too. You know what? The first time I smoked a cigarette, I was actually 10.
There
so,
you go.
I was full-blown smoking by the time I was 14. But, you know, pretty much I did not realize, though, what the draw was. What it is those products that are sold that are super, like, high concentrations of nicotine. Because they get a head rush. That's why they like
That's
it.
That's the purpose, the head rush.
Right. I didn't really understand that. But, you know, as I was talking to some of the people out there, I was like, oh, okay, now I get it. That's why they're doing it.
And here's what's crazy. Everybody thinks it's the flavors. No, it's the head rush.
No, actually, the high nicotine ones that I know of are not even flavored. They're just regular tobacco flavor.
Right. we do have a caller.
Yeah, we have a caller on the line. Do we have Hussein from Smoker's Paradise?
Awesome.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
We're doing great. We were actually just talking about the vape expo that happened this past weekend. Did you happen to get a chance to go out there?
No, unfortunately, I'm tied to my store day and night. I cannot make it.
Right.
We just opened up recently, so I have to do the sacrifices.
All right. So you're over at Smoker's Paradise, and you guys are at 1735 Drew Street, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and what's like something if somebody was driving on the street, like a close road that they would know, or you know,
something? It's on Drew Street and close to Starkey. It's on a road called Saturn, and it's right next to 7-Eleven and the barbershop.
You know, I know exactly where you are now.
Yeah, yes. We just opened up recently. So you see a big smoke shop sign outside.
All right, yeah, you guys are not too far from where Roman's Pizza is. And 7-Eleven, yeah.
Right, exactly.
All right. So how did you get into this industry?
Well, I actually worked at a smoke shop before, and I kind of had a good time or enjoyed doing it myself. Well, the interaction that you get with people, and it's fun. And this is what actually made me decide to want to open up my own shop.
Oh, that's awesome. So what kind of things do you have in the shop?
We carry a variety of tobacco, cigarettes. We have CBD products, both for animals and humans also.
Oh, cool.
And pipes kratom and a whole bunch of other stuff like vape stuff and so on.
All right. Yeah. That's awesome. Actually, one of my other clients is, you may be interested, they're having a big CBD expo in November.
Oh.
So, yeah, you might want to check that out. There's going to be a whole bunch of people out there, you know, just really teaching everybody what it is, you know, how the benefits of using CBD products for...
Which there's a lot of it. It's very good for pain, stress, anxiety. It's very, very good to be on CBD.
Absolutely. Right. Yep. And it's definitely a great alternative as to instead of taking a lot of medications.
Exactly. Yes. And it actually helps you get off those medications.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, so. I mean, CBD doesn't have any negative effects to the body, so it doesn't hurt for anybody to try it.
Right.
I personally, myself, use it. especially the bombs, because I have flat feet and I stand a lot and my feet get swollen all the time and it's like magic. So.
Oh yeah, see, I just bought some of those.
Right.
Some,
yes.
Yeah, I haven't tried them yet, so I'm really anxious to try them and see how. I got the bath bombs, you know, you put in your bathtub that have the CBD in it. So
I have a lot of those too.
Awesome.
We have bath bombs as well, and like I said, the bombs. We have gummies, we have brownies, we have a whole bunch of stuff. We even have CBD beverages like waters and energy drinks and so on.
Very, very cool. Yep, I just got a couple different things. I haven't tried anything yet, but I got some of the honey sticks.
Yep, I carry those too.
Yep. And so I'm going to try those out soon, and then we'll...
come on by, and then you'll have a whole variety over here.
Right? Well, actually, another one of my clients who's also a really good friend of mine, she was just asking me where she could get the bath bombs, so I'll send her your way.
Yeah, please do. 1735 Drew Street, Clearwater.
Right. And if anybody needs to give a call just to ask a question or something, you can call at 727-223-3172.
Exactly, yes.
All That's right. Nice. So everybody got to go check out Smoker's Paradise, 1735 Drew Street, right next to the 7-Eleven on Drew.
Yep.
Right across, yes, basically from Saturn.
Exactly. And if anybody doesn't believe, just look up my Google reviews. They'll let you know I treat everybody like a friend and a family over here.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So we're in the studio today with Nick, who has four stores actually called Vapor's Depot.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so
I'm looking up to Nick then, because that is somebody I will look up to. That's my goal, hopefully.
Right? Yeah, Nick does a lot of things. He goes to Washington to basically kind of like a lobbyist, right?
No.
Well, sort of. He goes there to try to get things changed, you know, to really open people's eyes that all this press that everything is getting is just incorrect.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of negative perception on CBD and vaping that the media and so on are actually not, saying the right stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, the people with a lot of money in this country, they don't want those things to be around because that puts a hurting to their pocket.
Right. Exactly.
You know, big pharmaceutical companies. You know, they don't want something to be natural that you can actually create and make that's good for you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They put a lot of money into that. They want to put the negative press out there. But, I mean, people wouldn't know until they try. And once they try, they will see.
Oh, for sure. You know, one thing that I have noticed, like, a lot, guys, is that a lot of doctors now are veering their patients towards using a lot of different CBD products, and a lot of them are seniors, because I have had a lot of questions about different products that are out there and people looking where they can find stuff that, you know, that is quality stuff. You don't want to just go in the gas station and, you know, buy something there. Like, you need to go to somebody like you or Nick, and, you know, you guys are knowledgeable and you can explain, like, oh, this works for this and this is good for this, and, you know, you don't just have the fly-by-night companies in there.
Exactly, yeah. And I do carry, very good certified CBD products from companies like Koi, Nature's True, and Diamond CBD, which is out of Miami also. And these are legit CBD companies.
Right. All right.
I also had two cancer patients that have been coming in for their CBD products, including a CBD popcorn that a lady of mine that's a cancer patient, she loves it.
All right. That's cool. I never heard of that before. That's great.
CBD coffee, CBD popcorn,
CBD
coffee, yes, exactly.
CBD ice cream, CBD water.
Oh, wow.
Do you have the Koi beverages in?
I haven't had it yet. It's going to be in the next week or two. The agent actually called me a week ago.
Great.
I told him to give me 2 weeks before then.
Great.
Yeah.
Who do you deal with over there?
I have Koi, and I have a whole bunch.
Who do you deal with at Koi?
Koi, his name is Matt.
Matt,
Over in California.
Yeah, yeah. They were actually came by to visit the store yesterday. The guys from Cali.
Okay.
They're actually riding around. I didn't know if they stopped in to see you.
I think they had
brought
a
my beverage
show
order.
In Tampa, probably. Also.
All right.
Yeah, they were at our show this weekend.
Right,
So they stayed in town. We do have a new local rep. His name is Houston.
Right.
Actually, I asked them to come by today, and they may pop into the show.
Okay.
Because they are on the Pinellas side. But the beverages and the CBD shots are both in stock at our stores, so I wanted to know if you were getting them in. They seem to be a very good product. Obviously, you know, that's one of the well-known brands in the nation, so
nice. Right.
We yes. grabbed them.
Yes, I'm glad Nick can agree that it is one of the best brands in the country when it comes to CBD, and I am going to be carrying those soon. And for those folks out there that want to get their FreeCon Extra, there's the CBD After Hours that I carry as well. I'm not sure if I was allowed to say that on the radio or not, but
what is it?
But it's called CBD After Hours, and it's supposed to enhance you in some kind of way.
Huh. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
enhance your sleep.
Yes,
it enhance it every, that kind
that's
of way.
Right. Awesome.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? My apologies. I just got a customer that just walked in.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Hussein. That's Smoker's Paradise, 1735 Drew Street in Clearwater, 727-223-3172. Guys, go check it out. He's got some really good product lines, and he's very informative.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great day. We'll be talking soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right.
You know, after I left the expo that day, it was my friend's birthday, right?
So, I did not know that.
Well, I ended up going to the Hard Rock that evening, mm-hmm. and oh my gosh, I ran into several guys that were at the expo.
Right.
Because they all kept asking me, you know what? They all kept walking up because I vape, guys.
Right.
And they were like, oh, what kind of vape is that? Oh, how do you do? I was like, did you guys happen to come from the expo? They were like, yeah, how did you know? I was like, I did a radio show from there today. So a group of guys from Tennessee and some other guy, yeah. So they were like,
a lot of them were staying there.
Yeah, so, they yeah. were like, what is there to do?
Right.
I was like,
tell
well,
me get to work.
Right? You're at the Hard Rock. Like, go gamble.
Right. Bring us back samples.
Right.
That's awesome. But yeah, it was a good time.
It was. It was. There was
packed
a lot
house.
Of people coming out. Yep.
You guys did an amazing job on the radio show.
Thanks. You guys did great. Like, really, I mean, I really didn't know, but I heard from several people, you guys are the big dogs. Like, everybody knew you that I was talking to at the Hard Rock. Everybody. They were like, Nick Orlando?
Do you know I got to deal with Sauce because of him?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I'm doing the sales presentation, and he goes, I have a lot of reasons. And I try to tell you that. Like, do I say that about a lot of people?
No.
He says this every week I'm here.
No, but I'm just saying to you.
Do I say that?
Because it sounds like bull, like, because I'm always saying how great he is. But even the guy at Sauce said the same thing. He had a lot of respect for you. And that's the word he used. I have a lot of respect for his opinion.
Yeah.
And then right after.
Gil, right?
Yeah, Gil. Mm-hmm. He goes, I respect him.
Yeah, I mean.
That was the word he chose to use. And you can ask Gil if he said that. Respect. You do command respect because you're a good man. And people see that.
Yeah, that's true. Like I was just telling him, after the expo that night, I went to the Hard Rock because it was Paula's birthday, right? And I ran into a bunch of people that were from the expo. All of them knew Nick. Like, we don't realize Nick is a celebrity.
Yeah.
He is.
Oh, goodness
and
gracious.
All the guys that he had on our show, like, they're all the huge big dogs in the industry, which I really didn't know when we were doing the show.
They are the biggest dogs.
Big dogs.
Yeah, for real.
Dogs, really.
They are the dogs.
Like,
that
I made
the
song
industry.
Let the Dogs
exactly.
Out.
Exactly.
But anyway, I want to talk about real quick First Choice Deli.
Yes.
Right, at Food Supply, his name's Ali, right?
Yes.
I've known him for many years. And what he does, he owns convenience stores, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a real entrepreneur of convenience stores. Mm-hmm. He knows the industry. I don't know it, but it seems there must be a lot of money in those things.
Well, he's got, what, three now?
Yeah. So so he's got one, two, now three. So he really knows, you know, when you see people doing that, they know their industry.
Well, you know, one good thing about there is, like, you wouldn't think, because it is, you know, it's a convenience store, but he does everything fresh, like pressed sandwiches, made
Where
to order.
Is this?
Well, there's one here in Dunedin on Keene or County Road 1.
Right by Salon, right in front of Bonnie's.
Is it just before you go over the bridge to the beach?
No, just before you get to Salon if you were coming from here.
Right.
On the left.
If you turn off Main Street on Keene.
The first convenience store you come to on the left. stuff.
He's right there. Yeah, that's the closest.
Brian, you got a call.
I know. But real quick, I want to say he has now rotisserie chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and he's doing everything fresh.
In a convenience store.
In a convenience store, cooking rotisserie chicken.
One-stop shop.
One-stop shop. I like that. And he has his secret spices from his grandma.
Oh, wow.
His grandma made spicy and then regular and then all these different types of rotisserie chicken. And you got to remember, when grandma does it,
right?
That's grandma's recipe. And that's first choice food. I think it's deli.
It's first choice food and deli, and their actual address is 1714 County Road 1 in Dunedin. That's who we're doing the advertising for because one of our markets is in Dunedin. And he actually owns another one called the Blue Jay that's right over by the Pinellas Trail on San Christopher.
Toronto Blue Jay.
It's called the Toronto Blue
Maybe
Jay?
Maybe not.
No, I think it's just called
Toronto.
It's just the Blue Jay store right next to one of our other clients, which is JC Barber's.
Right. So anyhow, but he's putting out this new product. He has it newly remodeled.
Yep.
He's put a lot of money into it, and it's now rotisserie chicken, and it's the best.
And nice. Yeah, and he's doing sides with that. You can get mashed potatoes and corn and mixed veggies.
In a gas station.
Yeah.
He's not a gas station, actually.
No, convenience he's just store. A store.
There's no gas.
Yes, no gas.
And he's a great guy.
Convenience store, I think gas.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's a great guy.
That's awesome.
Till right. after the chicken.
Till after the chicken. The chicken don't like him, but everybody else does.
There are no chickens in Dunedin anymore.
Yes, eat more chicken. Right?
That's right.
And that's, say the name of it again, First Choice.
First Choice Food and Deli.
And remember, that's on County Road 1, right by the salon.
Yep.
Salon Road.
1714 County Road 1.
And then there's Bonnie's in that shopping center behind him.
And another one of our clients, Ladybug Pest Control.
Right. Well, that's good. So now we're going to go to our first caller. We got George on the line. George, Hello. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we got to talk about you now.
How's that? Hi, George.
Does anybody ever call you Georgie or just George?
George.
What did your mom call you?
What my mom called me?
No, yeah. Don't say that. Don't say that. Not on the air.
When if she said Georgie, you knew you were in trouble?
Yeah, you bet.
My friend said that to me.
What'd your mom call you? That could be bad.
Because when they say George, right? Like, come here, George, then he's okay. But when they say, come here, Georgie.
No, it's the middle name, Brian Paul.
Yeah. What's your middle name? Yeah, so anyhow, when I was a kid, I do remember this, Curious George. Anybody remember Curious George?
Yeah.
Curious George's still around.
Yeah. Remember he made the hat and all that?
Yeah, he's still around.
Did you ever make a Curious George hat?
One of my favorite characters as a young child growing up.
There you go, Curious George.
He had my name, obviously.
Of course. Yeah, I get a kick out of people that they name their businesses. I don't know. I was looking at all these names. And this one just popped out to me. I called it Georgie's. It just sounded good. You know, they name it after themselves.
So is that Georgie's business?
No, he actually has the medicine shop.
But if he could rename it. Georgie's Medicine Shop.
Georgie, if you could rename the medicine shop, what would you rename it?
Nick's Medicine.
I got to think about that one.
Georgie's Medicine Shop. Yeah. Anyhow, tell us what you got going on there. You know, to be a pharmacist, right, you got to be a smart cat.
Well, right? You got to know your stuff, obviously. You know, it takes some time to do that.
Right.
Like anything in life. You know, you got to go through the hoops and the ropes and everything else to learn what you need to learn in order to make sure you do what you got to do. And
see, Brian thought it was just count from 1 to 30.
You know, and we were just speaking about CBD products and stuff because Nick is in the studio today. He just had like a big vape and CBD expo over in Tampa. But, you know, at the medicine shop there, you guys carry the CBD products, and you guys are a pharmacy.
Do they?
And we actually do, and I wanted to kind of bring the pharmaceutical side of things into the picture. I was actually exposed to this particular product back in my early days, not as a user, but actually as an experimenter in research labs up in University of Connecticut, actually, back in the early 90s when we actually had the HIV breakout.
Wow.
So we were using a lot of this to subside a lot of the problems that people had that issue, either being that they were wasting because of the HIV virus or they were getting cancers due to it. Whatever the case might have been, we actually were using it. And the fact that almost 30 years later, to come along and get this going is quite amazing.
So your findings were all positive?
We were actually we actually have a medication that's actually by prescription by the name of Marinol that actually came out of that research almost 30 years ago.
Wow.
If you will Google M-A-R-I-N-O-L, it's actually a synthetic THC that we actually use today.
Correct.
To take care of actually wasting problems, attention issues.
Anxiety.
Nausea. That's what I know my friend. He has cancer. He says when he smokes pot,
practically
then he eats
that's
more.
What we're looking at from our perspective. The other thing that we actually are very concerned with is that any CBD product with the THC especially in it actually can create quite a few interactions with a lot of medicines on the market, which really kind of puts a pause when it comes to the way we go about dispensing the medicine. We will not actually give it out unless I have a full list of what the medicine are of the patients that are right. walking in and getting this medicine. We feel responsible enough that you cannot just pick up a CBD oil without actually knowing that you're going to interact.
Yeah, George, there's so much of that stuff out now. Everybody's just kind of throwing it everywhere. I mean, you see it in gas stations. You see it in convenience stores, vape shops, people that aren't professionals that know exactly what's going on. We carry one brand, and it's zero THC. Prior to me carrying that, I made sure that I took it to a professional doctor to look at all the records and make sure that everything was legit. But it's at a point now in our culture where you can go into anywhere and find it sitting on a counter, and it says CBD, but we're not quite sure of what's in that bottle, how the manufacturing practices are and stuff. So, again, this could be a problem.
You're absolutely right in saying so. I mean, our perspective is that we treat it as a drug and we dispense it as a drug.
Yes.
Although it actually has an over-the-counter designation, it really does not fall into that category when it comes to the pharmaceutical side.
Right.
We know that it actually has quite an extensive healing properties, and we're trying to give it to the right people for the right reasons, and not just for entertainment reasons.
And it's really mainstream right now. Everybody's wanting to try it in various forms. But again, I think that you'll agree that there are some bad actors out there that could potentially. I mean, I've got paramedics, law enforcement officers, doctors, lawyers. Everybody shops in my store. They look to me as the expert. And I cannot just put those things on the shelf, but I think that if somebody, say, in one of those professions were to pick some up at a gas station and take a shot or however they dispense it, self-dispensing, you know, and self-medicating, they could potentially fail one of their drug tests. And that's not a good thing, because the guy behind the counter at a store other than a professional store will say, oh, there's zero THC or minimal trace amounts of it. And that could cause a problem.
You can even have that if you eat poppy seed bagels, believe it or not.
Well, they put you got to eat a lot of poppy seed bagels.
But have you heard that?
Yeah.
You've heard that? That puts all
You might get a trace speck if you
opiates.
Eat like,
right.
Well, from so poppy seed.
Poppy seed would give you a positive cocaine, not a positive THC. Right.
So, yeah. False
and now
positive.
They're saying, well, a lot of these guys selling it are like, well, 0.3 or below is safe, so you need to be at a 0.29 THC level, and they're getting really close to that. Mm-hmm. And it could potentially mess some people up, maybe lose their job.
But see, that's why everybody needs to be directed to go to Medicine Shop, Vape Depot, because you guys do know what you're talking about, and you got to ask the right people the right questions. You know,
you have to go to responsible places.
Yeah. George, I do want to ask you a question. I can say this, can I call you Dr. George?
Yes, actually, I do have a doctorate in pharmacy.
Yeah,
right, Dr. George, right?
He went for 7 years for that, at least 7 years, to get that.
I believe it or not, it took me eight, the old traditional way. I did 5 years of a bachelor's and 3 years of doctorate.
Wow. So you're a doctor, huh?
Yeah, he's a real deal pharmacist.
Dr. George.
For now on, we're calling him Dr. George. No more George. He earned that.
So Dr. George says CBD, he hasn't found any negative effects from the CBD that is made properly, manufactured, marketing properly, and certified and all that.
Right.
And which is kind of cool.
That's good. But the thing is that true? That he just made a statement. Would you stand behind that statement, or do you want to correct it?
I would tell you that a proper manufacturer will have a certificate of analysis. So I actually, as an expert, would know exactly what's in the product.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I would, but I'll give you an example. Not that I want to say what manufacturer we use, but we actually have the professional line of anywhere that actually a pharmacy will carry, and it's only carried in a pharmacy by Ananda. That's the name of them. We carry it practically from a capsule form where people don't want to take a taste, to obviously the sublingual liquid, to the roll-on, to also, by the way, one thing that maybe a lot of people are not aware of, your pet and only your actual canine pet is able to take CBD because they actually have what they call endocannabinoid system that's exactly like the human.
Yep.
So practically also the actual practical canine or the actual dog will be able to take. So we actually carry that as a supplement to a particular dog that has issues with specifically with arthritis and issues with
right.
a problem with joints.
And I can tell you, Dr. George, that I had a pug who suffered from hip dysplasia, and our vet recommended that, and it worked. And my boxer during the 4th of July has high levels of anxiety, and we give it to him, and he's fine. And it doesn't really affect him bad. It just calms him down.
Oh, absolutely. But we're here in Largo, obviously. Anybody can obviously Google us.
Where are you?
I'm actually right on East Bay Drive, right across from the Palms of Largo.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to really either... you know, put a phone call in if they have any questions, especially if they got a product from somewhere else and they want to know if it's going to give them a positive or a negative effect due to their medication interactions, they're more than welcome to reach out.
Really awesome. Can you give us the physical address of that location?
Sure. It's 1555 East Bay Drive, and we are in Suite K in Largo, Florida, 33771.
Perfect. And what are your hours there?
We are here Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to 1, and we are closed on Sundays.
Great.
All right, I need you to call the Mexican restaurant.
And the name is?
His cell phone.
The Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Largo.
The Medicine Shop?
Yep, Pharmacy of Largo. Yep.
Perfect. All right. Well, we'll see if Brian has any more questions for you.
Well, I definitely appreciate you having me on. And
Dr. George, you want to make $50?
Okay.
All right. We're going to give you a question.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. And if you get it right, you win $50 gift certificate because we don't give cash out here. You know what I'm saying? This is a big show. We give out a lot of stuff. We actually have one of a great author that just came in. He's going to be our next guest. He wrote a book called Murder.
Okay.
He's also a teacher, a social studies teacher, and he also ran 5 casinos where he was in charge of 2,400 employees.
Wow.
Say hello to my friend George.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Yeah, so this
I'm
is
good. How are you, sir?
Oh,
he's
well,
an
thank you.
You're too educated man. He's Dr. George, by the
Dr.
way.
Dr. George.
And this is Professor, what's your first name?
Don.
Professor Don.
Not Professor.
Well, I'm going to call you the professor. You taught school?
Well, nice to meet you, Professor Don.
And then he also was in charge of 5 casinos.
Wow.
2,400 employees, and he also is an author, and he's written multiple books. And matter of fact, I'll give you a copy of one of his books, and maybe you can read it. The book is called Murder.
Okay.
Anyhow, wanted to introduce you to him. Here's the question, George. Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
It's Francis Scott Key, but I'll give you another thing.
I remember it was a female, but I couldn't remember what the name was.
Actually, it's a male, Francis.
Is it a male?
Yeah.
I thought it was always a female. I didn't realize it was actually a male.
Multiple verses. We only sing the first verse. I'm going to give you a question of the Star Spangled Banner and see if you can get the answer. Do you mind me doing this?
Go ahead. Absolutely.
Okay, because I should have asked your permission.
I like to be put on the spot, you know.
Okay, good. Just like 5 minutes. Yeah, I just called him up and said you're going to be on the radio. He's like, now? Now, George. Okay, the bombs bursting in air proved that our flag was still there.
Yep.
Why did the bombs bursting in air prove that our flag was still there?
Because they can see it?
No. We should have the Jeopardy music. Come on, Tommy. There's no silence here on radio. Anyhow,
I'm sorry, I can't give you a proper answer.
Okay, the bomb, what is the first thing when you are overtaken, you're taking over, you take over someone, right?
Right.
You just took over. What's the first thing you do when you take them over? You take down their flag and put your flag up.
Oh, I gotcha.
Right? So the bombs, that fact that we kept throwing bombs meant they didn't overtake us, because the fact that we're throwing bombs proved that the flag was still there. Because if they overtook us, the first thing they would do
is take the bomb,
to flag down. It's like a little bit of a trick question. Okay.
That's good trivia, though.
It's good trivia. I got more. But anyhow, we'll leave it at that. Okay, I'll give you this. You want a third shot?
Why not?
Why not? There are three frogs on a lily pad.
Okay.
Two decide to jump off. How many frogs are on the lily pad? There you go now.
Yeah. Obviously one.
No.
No?
When you decided to get on the radio, were you on the radio?
No.
Further action was needed. We needed to call you. Absolutely. So they decided to jump off, but they didn't actually jump off. Further action was needed.
Semantics.
It sure is, isn't it, Professor?
Professor. Professor, you give him a one.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
We realized we got to call him Dr. George. He went he got his bachelor's degree, and he went 3 years additional college. So someone that graduates and gets a doctor's degree is, you know, you got to have a lot of respect for. And your parents are very proud of you.
I appreciate that, Brian.
And thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having us on, and enjoy the rest of the day.
And listen to what my Professor Don has to say.
Yeah, I'll stay on. I'll be able to hear you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
He's doing that. Okay, what does that mean? There's a break. There's a hard break. That's right, break. I should know this. Okay, we got to do a hard break, then we'll get to Professor Don.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
If you're looking for real home-style cooking, well, look no more. Angie's Grill, located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater, is the place to go. How about a home-style steak and egg breakfast?
Mmm!
Great lunches. Or Angie's home-style dinner that can't be beat.
Oh, it's so good.
Angie's homemade cooking is second to none, with great service and fabulous prices. You'll want to come back to Angie's time and time again for that home-style family experience.
Mmm! So good and tasty?
A hidden gem right here in Clearwater. You don't want to miss Angie's homemade desserts. That's if you have enough room after that great home-style meal. It's Angie's Grill, 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew and Jupiter, right across from the 7-Eleven. And look for the Angie's Grill ad in the BCC coupon book for special deals and coupons. Or call Angie's Grill at 727-441-2644. For home-style cooking the whole family will enjoy, it's Angie's Grill at Drew Street in Jupiter, right here in Clearwater.
The Vapors Depot, proudly serving you since 2013.
Family-owned, expert service, helping you quit combustible tobacco. Focusing on tobacco harm reduction. Four locations, East Bay Drive in Largo, 727-400-4740. Bradenton, 941-739-0454. Largo, 727-240-1715. Tarpon Springs, 727-935-7118.
The Vapors Depot. The Vapors Depot, proudly serving you since 2013.
Is your lawn and landscape in need of a makeover? Is your grass brown or dying? If you care about how your lawn and landscape look and want to be the envy of your neighbors, then there's only one lawn care company that soars above the rest, and that's Eagle Lawn and Pest Control. Locally owned and family operated for over 25 years, Eagle Lawn Care and Pest Control can't be beat. With applications starting at $29, Eagle Lawn Care and Pest Control cares for your lawn, trees, and shrubs, and offers balanced granular fertilization and liquid insect and weed control, so your lawn looks great all year long. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Call Eagle Lawn and Pest Control today, 727-953-8180, or online at eaglelawncarefl.com. That's eaglelawncarefl.com. For all your lawn and landscape needs, soar with the best. Soar with Eagle. Eagle Lawn and Pest Control. 727-953-8180. Call Eagle today.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
There you go. We're back. You on the air, Louise? Oh, no, not yet. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
There he is.
You are there.
Yep.
Let's listen to this song, The Brick House. You got any Mexican music?
Not on me, no.
Like, what song do you like?
Anything from Daddy Yankee.
Yeah, play something like that.
So tell us about what's going on. Tell us about your business.
So opened up about 3 weeks ago, and we have a 25% off sale right now for October, but we've been doing pretty well so far, and we'd like to expand more.
Before you go too far, what's the name of the business?
We are Con Sabor Mexican Restaurant.
Okay, there you go. There's the trivia question we did last
week. Brian's coming in with trivia.
Okay.
Right in the middle of you here. Hang on.
What does con
savor
mean, Professor Don?
With something. With flavor.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. The crowd goes wild. Guess what? Con savor means with flavor. Right?
Oh, all right.
Right,
good
Louise?
Guess.
Louise.
Oh, yeah.
Louis. Is it Louise? Louis? Louis.
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 Not Louise. Luis.
Luis.
There you go.
Yes.
Luis.
It should be Luisio. Now you're Italian. You're not Mexican.
Luis.
Luis, yes.
What is the location?
It is 916 Patricia Avenue, Suite D in Dunedin, Florida.
You know, I like to give people, like anybody, okay, here's another landmark. Here, you ready, Professor Don?
Oh, sure.
Tell us what is in that plaza. Like, if you had to name it, you can win $50.
Oh, Lord. I'm not that familiar.
Right, but if I said to you, Save a Lot, and if I said to you where the old Lucan's Liquor used to be, or if I say Bell's Outlet, you would know what plaza that's in. I always tell people, like, when they do ads, but I guess they're all saying to me, oh, but what about Google?
Have a great landmark.
Have a landmark.
Use your landmarks.
Right, because he just said 916 Patricia Avenue.
Patricia.
That means nothing.
Right next to the Bells.
Right next to, in between Bells. Julian's Italian Restaurant's in there also.
Hey.
Right?
Oh, they got a free plug.
They got a free plug. And they're also a client. Right? Like, don't you agree with the, I'm going to try to say your name. Louisa?
No.
Louise.
That's right. Louisa would mean you're Italian. That's right?
No, mean you're a lady.
Oh, you're a lady? Is that how you would say it? Yeah. Louisa would be a woman?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a woman.
So, you're a, what, am I a gringo?
Yeah.
Really, really green.
What does the word gringo mean?
Just a Caucasian person.
So I'm a gringo.
Yeah.
So Nick, you're a gringo. What's a woman called? White.
Gringa.
Gringa?
See?
Yes.
Yeah. What is a senorina? Whatever.
Senorita?
Yeah.
Like a lady.
A lady?
A missus, yeah.
A missus. A
married lady.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, whenever I listen to my sales tapes and all that, a lot of the people use the Mexican culture as very family-oriented and that they stick together as a family. And then, like, what you guys are is a family operation. Just fits right into what people say. And then, can I say this, or is this politically incorrect? The Mexican people are hard.
If you have to ask,
it is. But really, the Mexican culture,
their work ethic is very good. Yes.
Why though? Why is that, Louise?
I feel like we start off really like our areas aren't that great, so we like to work harder to get up there since we started off so low. That's how I feel.
And they also have, they have a great work ethic, but they have, I guess the word I'm looking for, a passion to do good. They're very proud of them, their families. They don't take anything for granted. They're very appreciative. And that happens with several cultures, but...
Mainly the... Is it called the Mexican culture?
Yes.
And then, like, the language you speak, I know it's not Mexican, right? It's Spanish.
Spanish.
Yeah, I go...
Latino? Yes, Latino is a good word.
Latino?
I believe so.
What do you say, Luis? Is that right?
The Spanish language, we be Latino. Yeah, I'd say it's about right.
Now tell people how old you are.
I am 19 years old.
Is that amazing?
I think it is.
And I made the deal with him, a 19-year-old. The youngest
one. Great.
Isn't that nothing?
And he owns this business.
Yeah.
Luis, what's your signature dish?
Good. Professor.
I would say it's the carne asada.
Ooh.
Hmm. You use the green or red sauce?
The green sauce.
Mm. Yeah. There
Very
you go.
Good. I'm going to send Professor Don and his lovely wife. Now, she ran all the pageants there in Reno. Is that correct? I always get it wrong.
Nevada.
Nevada.
For Miss America.
She was the president of the whatever it's called. And she had all these pretty young ladies. Probably
Miss America.
Miss America. And they what, were 18 to 21?
24.
So, you know, she's been in, and then to be in that, you're an elite. Because usually it's the elite that are in something like that. Like people. Because it costs a lot of money to learn how to do all the tricks to win that. And a lot of money for the dresses. Same thing with ice skating. People that are in ice skating generally are the rich. Or golf, right? Is in certain sports, rich men's sports?
Actually, the girls that participated, most of them...
Sponsored.
Weren't... didn't have a lot of money. They were sponsored. They worked to get the money to go to Miss America.
And they shared a lot.
And they modified their clothes to be more elegant.
Well, there you go.
Sounds like Professor was involved in that, too.
I did all the videotaping.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure you did. And I'm sure you... That's one joy. Like they say at a job, like what I... You listening, Louise?
Yes.
They say if you can take all obstacles out of the way, what is your purpose in life? What would you do? And I was talking to the head football coach of Pinellas Park, right? Because he was giving us a ride because one of my friends is ill. So we take him on a golf cart, bring him to the car. And I was thinking, he's doing the job that if you took all obstacles out of life, he's a head coach of a varsity football team in a high school. And what is your purpose in life, right? It's purpose means it's always ongoing. I said, you would probably have this job even if someone didn't pay you. And then he thought for a while, and he says, you know, you're right. I would. If someone said that they weren't going to pay me, I'd still do this job. That's when you know you're in the right job. And I was just thinking that with you. You videotaping, making these girls look good, being a professional.
We're all volunteers.
All right? Volunteers. And you would do it. And then, Louise, would you say the same thing for your restaurant? I mean, I guess it's hard for us, a 19-year-old, but do you have passion? You know, are you inspired to make
for
Mexican food?
For sure. I've seen my dad in this business for about almost a decade, and I've grown a passion to doing this. It's more about making people happy than it is about the money.
Right. See, and then you getting people off cigarettes. How many lives do you think you've saved, Nick, or potentially tried? Look at Tammy.
Thousands.
Right. So if I said to you you weren't going to get paid, would you still do it?
Yeah, because the pay is pretty low.
Yeah.
I left good jobs to do this.
Right. So you see what I'm saying? There's a, and then when you want to be inspired, you know, why do average people...
My boss is terrible.
Why do average... No, it's okay. Why do average people... No, think about it. Why do average people accomplish great goals?
Just well, the key, Brian, is to find something
that you're passionate
that you're
about.
Passionate about that you can still make money, and even if it's a little bit of money. If you're making money and involved in what you're passionate about, I think it helps a lot.
And with that, I agree with you 100%. Nick, listen to this, Louise, about this author. He's an author. He's written multiple books. He was in charge of a casino where he was in charge of 2,400 people. He's a teacher. A professor, as far as I'm concerned. Tell Louise about your book.
Well, before I get into that, Louise, excuse me, what time do you open in the morning?
We open every day at 9.
Oh, so do you serve breakfast? Do you have a breakfast menu? Or?
Yeah, we have a few breakfast options.
You serve those all day?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of neat.
Closing?
Until closing, we close at 9 on Monday wow. through Saturday, and on Sundays we close at 7.
That's a long, long wow. hours.
And, wow. and you're probably there, what, an hour, 2 hours before you open?
Yeah, we got to get everything prepped.
Never say yeah when you talk to someone, Louise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. You say yes or no. Okay, once you're 20, I won't say that to you. But proper English. Anyhow.
But the...
He's going to tell you about a book, if you don't mind, yeah. Louise, and tell you what you think, if you might want to read it.
My first book, Louise, is was Hybris. Excuse me. Basically, Hybris is a book on this husband and wife team who are searching for the not the fountain of youth, but the fountain of health. And the story goes through chase scenes and a little bit of murder, a little bit of sex. A lot of intrigue, and it's a lot of fun. It's a fun book to read. It's called Hybris, H-Y-B-R-I-S, and it's by Don Trimble. When I first came up with the title...
The Don Trimble.
Yeah, the Don Trimble. I first came up with the title, it was the only book spelled with a Y, H-Y-B-R-I-S, and now there's 15 of them. So they liked my title and jumped on it. So you have to put in Don Trimble for... H-Y-B-R-I-S, and it's on ebooks, Amazon, and all the other popular ebook sources.
Very good. And then it is neat. We're all searching for the fountain of youth. You don't see any products out there say, I want to age you, right?
The fountain of health.
Fountain of health, even more important.
Right.
Because I guess health is important, too. But only younger people have their health. So you, when you talk to them about health, they think they're going to live forever. I think as you get older, you appreciate your health more than when you're younger.
Definitely.
Tired of your money flying out the window? I can save you money. We have an employee leasing company. They do a payroll service. They do workman's comp. Her name is Debbie. She's the best. We have a window with money flying out of it. Her phone number is 727-212-8931. And you take over the rest, Nick.
I take over the rest. Louise, still on the line?
I
want to make sure that everybody knows the name of your business, the location, and your hours. So if you would, please just go nice and slow. Let's talk about what is the name of your business.
We are Con Sabor Mexican Restaurant.
And you are located?
And 916 Patricia Avenue, Suite D in the plaza with the Beals and Save-A-Lot.
And then the phone number you already covered? I know you guys just talked about it, but
the phone number for the restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So it's 727-560-9469.
And then lastly, what are your hours of operation?
So our hours are 9 to 9 on Mondays through Saturday, and on Sundays it's 9 to 7.
Awesome. And you focus on Mexican cuisine, and you offer yes. breakfast as well. Now breakfast, yes. Is that also Mexican cuisine breakfast?
Yes, it's all okay. Mexican authentic.
How do you Great. Say breakfast in Spanish?
Desayuno.
All right.
Thank you.
And then, well, thank you, Luis. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. And we appreciate you coming on.
Thank Dr. George from the medicine shop in Largo.
And thank you, Professor Trimble.
And then the tobacco store on Drew Street.
Yes.
Right next to the 7-Eleven.
That was Hussein.
Hussein.
Exactly.
And then Professor Don and his wonderful wife.
Thank you.
And who else?
We need to interview Professor Don.
WDAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Special report. Ceasefire in...